This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, Dan Campbell. It's Carson Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Tony is next on 97, won the ticket. Hi, Tony. Tony, you there?
Tony?
Right there. We'll circle back. In the meantime, no good. Let's go to John. You're next on 97, won the ticket. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up? All right.
Hey, man, the one thing I noticed, I mean, you may have already talked about it. I wasn't listening all day here today, but my champ is the Lions defense. Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe they came up so clutch. Wasn't that first three and out to end the game, not to end the game, but to give us that winning drive? Three and out. We still had 2 minutes and 30 seconds left.
Yeah.
We stopped them from getting that first. That is so key to me. And the chump is the announcer mocking the Lions coaching staff. I don't know if you heard that. They're like, do they know they're losing?
Because
they
were just taking
time. I was driving me nuts. I'm like, do you understand what they're doing? They have two timeouts and almost 2 minutes to work with. What are you complaining about?
When they got the ball, they handed it off. I personally was surprised, but not shocked, that they didn't try to run two plays before the 2 minute warning. And I thought, well, maybe they think they're in Bates field goal range on their own 35. Because he's got such a strong leg. But I also knew, look, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to score on the last play of the game.
Yes.
Trying to score on the last play of the game.
100%.
I don't know that Greg Olsen was mocking them. He was just questioning whether or not that there was.
No, he wasn't mocking. I don't think he was mocking.
I thought that was.
But his tone was one of incredulity.
Yep. Incredulity. I have to look that up. He was being incredulous.
He was like, "What is? I don't understand."
Someone got a word of the day calendar.
Yeah, he did, right? Okay.
How do I work in incredulity today?
Did you set that call up? Did you tell somebody to call up and complain about Greg Olsen?
No. No.
All right. So, Lions kicked the field goal. Minnesota gets the ball back with 15 seconds to go on their own 30. And the Lions defensively drop 10 and rush no one and have one guy standing there, but not rushing. Like spying, making sure that Darnold can't, you know, pick up 10 yards just running without running the risk of being tackled in bounds. And I'm thinking, when I first saw it, I'm like, they're rushing no one. So the offensive line is standing there. And Darnold, I think instinctively, is like, I got all the time in the world here to find a receiver.
Yeah.
But you know what he didn't have? He didn't have all the time in the world.
So while you're watching a play develop,
yeah,
what's going through in your mind initially?
At first, my first thought was, why aren't they rushing anyone? And then I'm like, oh my God, Darnold's waiting for somebody to come. Like, he's feeling no pressure from a pass rush, so he's standing back there. And I wonder if the Lions intentionally thought he's going to think he's got forever when all he has is 15 seconds, and it almost, and maybe kind of did, kill the clock. And I don't know how intentional it was to basically bait the quarterback into thinking he's got all the time, because on the football field, in the play, he had all the time in the world. And I think that kicked in.
Doug, it was pure savagery by Aaron Glenn. I think it was a Jedi mind trick. It was brilliant. Because as the play's going on, I'm thinking to myself, because this never even crossed my mind, I'm thinking that, oh no, he's going to have plenty of time to set up and throw a deep pass and get the pass interference or whatever. But then as the seconds are ticking off, I'm like, wait a minute. And then he launches the pass over across the middle of the field, and only then did it dawn on me, they have no timeouts. He's going to get tackled in the middle of the field. They're going to run out of time.
Yes.
It was brilliant by Aaron Glenn.
So I don't know how intentional it was. Like, we're not going to rush anybody, and he's going to stand back there patting the football as the game ticks away. And I'd never seen a team rush no one. And there was one defensive lineman standing there, but have you ever seen a team rush no one?
I don't think so.
Kang, have you ever seen a team rush no one?
I feel like it's definitely happened where like one or two guys line up and they're not really trying. I mean, they had, like you said, Ali McNeil was there, but he knew I'm not busting through like three guys to get there. I'm just kind of here.
Or six.
Right? So, no, I don't really recall that, but it was brilliant by Aaron Glenn. I believe it was intentional as well, yeah. Gator. Make him think he's got all day because he does not have all day.
But I think in football, and like if you're just making if you're a quarterback and you're back there and there's nobody rushing, you're like, okay, I got time to wait, let somebody come open. But the last thing, the thing he didn't have was time.
Yeah, and also with that being said, even if he wanted to get something off quick, dude, you've still got to, it's a zone defense. You still got to find the hole. It's not like, there's everyone just standing there wide open. There's 10 guys covering.
There were 10 guys covering five.
Yeah.
So, or four. I mean, it was potentially, if that was their intent, it was brilliant. Then the next play, they get the bonus play, God, which feels like a rules loophole if you've ever seen one.
Dude.
But they get the bonus play, and what do? They rush five. They don't just rush four. They rush five on the next play.
And get home
and get
quickly.
The sack. And I just feel like that was some late-game strategic brilliance by Aaron Glenn on both those plays, to rush no one and then to rush five, that I think both times Minnesota took the bait on rushing no one and then wasn't prepared when they rushed five.
It was great. It was brilliant. I thought it was such a check plus effort from Aaron Glenn and the defense in coming up with that just for those last plays. And yes, 100% agree. I mean, Kang sent the text out right away after that play that's a loophole that, of course, the Lions get exposed for the loophole. And it's something that should change because it makes no sense the way the rule is written. Teams running to clock it. Hey, okay, they're set, but they're not in the right formation. There's a flag for that. And somehow all they do is get backed up 5 yards?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
it should be a runoff.
One would think.
But it wasn't. I wonder if that rule is going to change in 3, 2, 1.
Right.
Yeah, because according to Blandino, all you have to do is be set. And by being set means just like standing still. And so all essentially you have to do is run the center and the quarterback up there. Everyone don't move. We'll spike it.
It's an illegal formation.
It's just an illegal formation.
So, I mean, it's...
We'll take the 5 yards for the clock stopping.
Yeah.
And did you hear what O'Connell was going to do had they not called that penalty? He was going to kick a field goal. He was going to kick a 68-yard field goal, but since they got moved back 5, 73 was too much for him.
Well, the crazy thing is Reichert, their kicker, he was Alabama's kicker last year, and one of the things I do every pregame is watch how far the kickers are good out to, and Reichert was booming them through it at the Rose Bowl from 60 with room to spare. And that was in the back of my mind because he's the kicker in Minnesota, and I'm like,
perfect.
I know that this guy has got just an absolute cannon of a leg. And I'm not surprised that was the plan, but didn't get to execute it. 248-539-9797. All right. So I said at the end of the show, end of the morning show, when we were talking how it was kind of the perfect game. We'll explain why today at 11:03. I'll put your phone calls and feedback. Of course, if you want to get into Michigan State, feel free. Red Wing season underway. We've got Pistons chatter that'll start seeping into the conversation as well. It's Carson Anderson on a Monday. Champ and Chump, get those votes in. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!